In response to growing acts of violence among juveniles, the Czech government has approved an amendment to the law on juvenile crime, which would give the courts greater powers in dealing with the worst offenders. Whereas now adolescent murderers walk free at the age of 18 with a clean criminal record, under the new law they could find themselves under long-term medical supervision or isolated for life. Daniela Lazarova has the details.
Juvenile crime is a growing problem, but it was one particular case that set this ball rolling. In 2004, a girl of 13 was raped and murdered in the town of Kmikinyeves. Unable to track down the offender, the police asked all the men in town to undergo DNA tests, eventually bringing down the age limit to include boys of the victim's age. The tests revealed that she had been brutally raped and murdered by her classmate. In line with existing legislation, he was placed in a detention center for juvenile murderers and ordered to undergo treatment. When at reaching maturity, he was released with a clean criminal record and returned home, public outrage forced him out of town to the anonymity of a big city. However, the local inhabitants did not leave it at that. They started a petition calling for better protection against adolescent murderers and chronic offenders of violent crimes. The petition was eventually signed by 500,000 people. The town mayor, Luděk Kvapil, on Wednesday welcomed the proposed amendment to the law.
The government proposed bill is a big step in the right direction, a move that should help protect not only society from such people, but to protect them from themselves. It is essential to prevent murderers who've been detected from repeating their crimes.
At present, the law enables judges to order juvenile murderers to undergo compulsory treatment. However, when they reach the age of 18, in exceptional cases the court can keep them in detention for another year, they are released with a clean criminal record and further treatment is voluntary. Under the proposed amendment, the courts will be able to extend the period of inpatient treatment or compulsory outpatient treatment for as long as the offender is considered dangerous to society, if need be, for life. However, the case would have to be reviewed at least once a year by the respective court. Psychologist Slavomil Hubálek says the proposed bill is sensible.
The amendment would enable perpetrators of really serious crimes, such as murders or violent use, to be given proper treatment depending on their condition, be it isolation, outpatient care, or simply remaining under medical supervision and coming in for regular checkups, not just for their own sake, but also to protect society.
If the proposed legislation passes smoothly through both houses of parliament and is signed by the president, it could take effect as of July this year.
Daniela Lazarova there, ending that report on filling a loophole in the criminal law.